I wonder what Hayden Ballantyne would do with a horse like Dannon.
What would Hayden do to Dannon Roman?
Dannon Roman. He's got his own horse. He's got a runner in a Group 1 race.
Yeah. Is it Dennis Pagan?
If Dennis Pagan can win a derby, one of the greatest AFL coaches, Hayden Ballantyne is trying to follow in his footsteps. He's played 170-odd games, 171 games for Fremantle, an All-Australian, and now a racehorse trainer. It's great to have a chat through him. Hayden, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Very well, thanks.
You would have got nervous when you were playing footy in some of the big games, but do you get nervous on the eve of having a Group 1 runner?
Oh, mate, to be honest, I get nervous when I have a maiden runner down in Bunbury or Pinjarra somewhere. It's a different type of feeling. That all the everything's taken out of your hands. Once you leg the jockey up, that's it. Your job's done. So, yeah, I do get quite nervous, but it's a good feeling at the same time.
It's always fascinating to us when a sportsman leaps over into a different sport and gets the hang of it. I remember Mark Bairstow leaving Geelong years ago, and there's no greater example than Dennis Pagan. What's your horsey background, and how long have you been training, Hayden?
So I've been involved in the horse industry, or racing industry, sorry, for my whole life. Basically, my dad's a horse trainer by trade, so I was always going to follow in those footsteps. To what degree, I wasn't too sure, but once footy finished, I really got to bite down into it and start training full time. And I just loved it. Just reignited that passion for racing again, and I can't get enough of it at the moment.
Hayden, Dan Malicki here. Must be a big thrill, the Group 1. But you've tasted success, well, through your daddy, trained a Perth Cup winner.
Yes, it's actually a similar story to the one I've got racing today. We bought her as a tried horse talent show, and then in 2013, she came out and won the Perth Cup at 70-1 or something. So it's a similar story. I bought Mankind as a tried horse from the same owner, previous owner. And now he's racing in a Group 1 race, albeit he's paying ridiculous odds as well, and we're realistic about our chances, but he's super fit. He's in the race, so he's a chance to do something.
So, and they were ex-Bob Peters owned horses, Talent Show and Mankind?
Yeah, they were both ex-Bob horses. Dad actually trained for Bob for a period of time and trained that horse, Talent Show, and He said, I reckon this horse will win a Perth Cup in a couple of years. And then literally 2 years later, we bought the horse. 2 years later, she wins the Perth Cup. So he's got a knack for doing that, the old boy. So got to take your hat off to him.
Gee whiz. How have you made the transition? You've obviously got the heritage with the old man, but from full-time footballer to training yourself, have you been able to take any of the, I suppose, training methods or anything that you learned as a footballer into your actual horse training?
Yeah, heaps of them. They're very similar to us, you know. Some of them, you pour the work into them and they just get better and better. And then some of them are sooks and you work them too hard, they won't eat, go off and don't want to look at you for the next 3 days. So they're just like a lot of footy players I know. But the nutrition and recovery are two things I learn in footy that I put into horses as well. I work them hard, then I recover them and make sure they're eating well as well, just to make sure they can recover and get ready for the next race.
Well, if any of them are as tough as you, they're going to be resilient. There's no doubt about that. Have you got any ex-teammates in Mankind or any of the other horses?
Yeah, so when I bought Mankind, I was still playing at Freo, and seven of the boys jumped in. They took between 5 and 10% each. And, they're loving life. But most of them, it's their first ever horse, and he's won 5 races for us now. So they're stoked. I've got them all. The only thing is they don't pay their bills too well, so I've got to chase them up all the time.
Have you still got much of a connection to the footy club? They ran worse than midfield in 2020 in the funny old coronavirus year. What are your thoughts on Freo in 2021?
I think they're developing still. They got that list where they've got that ability where they could do anything, or they could go the other way, and if things go wrong, it could end up a bit nasty. But they've got some superstar young kids, Andy Brayshaw, Adam Chair, Griffin Logie's going to be a great backman. And then they got two basically new recruits in Alex Pearce and Joel Hamling, who barely played any footy in the last couple of years, and they're going to come back fit and fresh, ready to go. Both those boys actually own a share of Mankind today, so they won't be ready for pre-season to start on Monday.
Hey, if you were going to describe Mankind as a footballer, who would he be?
It's funny you say that. He actually reminds me a little bit of myself. He just tries, and that was my my whole career, I gave everything I could, and he does the same thing. He very rarely runs a bad race, and he just goes out there, and you know you're going to get a bit of excitement out of him, regardless of what race he's in. So, yeah, he's a little trier, and that's why we love him.
Well, he's 150-1 today, Hayden. Can he pull off a miracle? Can he run a place? What are you honestly expecting?
I'm not expecting anything, to be honest. I'm just going there. So I'm going to leg Jade on. I'm going to say, mate, ride your race, give him a chance, and just hope for the best. You know, there's anything can happen in racing. You were talking about Dennis Pagan before. He wasn't even expecting to get a start, similar to me, and then he comes out and wins the derby over there. So anything is possible in racing. You just never know. So I've got my fingers and toes crossed, and just hoping for the best.
You would have kind of missed his era a bit because of your youth, but what did it mean to you to see Dennis Pagan win the derby?
Oh, it just emphasises that anything is possible in racing and in sporting in general. You just never know. If you prepare and get ready and get them as fit as you can and you get them to the line, you just never know. So that really sparked it for me when he won that, I thought. Because I was always aiming Mankind to go in the win for him this year, hoping he was going to get a start. And then when Dennis won that race, that made me really think, you know, literally anything's possible. Why don't we have a crack at this? So I threw it out to all the owners. I said, look, we can go on the winch bottom, or there's two other races today that you probably start favourite in. What do you want to do? And they were all terrible opinion. Let's have a crack. Why not?
Well, that's the Aussie spirit. Have a crack. You got to be in it to win it, as they say, Hayden. And gee, it'd be some celebration with all the boys if he did get off. It's going to be a big day, nevertheless. I'd assume they're all heading trackside.
You'd be hearing me from Melbourne if you want to.
It's a great story. It's great to have guys like you with a big profile who are now ambassadors and promoters of racing. Good luck with it all, Hayden. We'll be following and cheering him home.
All right.